Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Once the Pats get through with OTAs and minicamp next week, the players will get some much-needed time away from the game before training camp. The coaches, well, they'll get some summer time off as well, but you get the sense that the coaches never fully get away from it all. On Tuesday, we had a chance to get the coaching perspective on OTAs, spring camps, the anticipation for a new season, and what we discovered is that for coaches, this time of year is their time to shine.
This is what it's all about. You know, we spend the offseason in the meeting rooms and planning and preparation, and now we get out here and get a chance to put it to work with the guys. This is what we do. I mean, this is what's fun.
They may not be game planning for a specific opponent, but they are teaching, molding, setting a foundation for the upcoming season. Under the ever-watchful eye of head coach Bill Belichick, the Patriots coaches and coordinators are doing the dirty work, making sure nearly 100 players are learning and improving one day and one OTA session at a time.
This is a great time of the year for us, and the guys that are out there are working really hard, and we're learning every day. We're going to make mistakes at this time of the year, but that's what this is for.
All of it is about learning the system and getting on board as fast as possible.
The coaches and coordinators soak it all in. The Pats in recent years have been trending younger as far as the roster goes, which means even more opportunities to teach without the pressure and intensity of a game every single Sunday. But young players and veteran players alike have to stay on point and heed the message from the coaches.
I love OTAs and mini camps and all that in the spring because I think you really have a great opportunity to develop hopefully what will be a strong foundation.
Our mode and our approach doesn't really change. We still go back and teach them from A to Z, you know, and whether they know it already or not, they're going to hear it again. And for the new guys that are learning and the rookies that we have every year, they get a chance to soak in the foundation just like every other player that's been here for 5, 6, 7 years had a chance to do when they were young too.
Well, really it's a time to introduce the scheme, introduce the system, get the new guys caught up, you know, refresh everything with the older guys. It's a time of getting to know each other.
3 months from now, the roster will be pared down by nearly a half. The demands of the season will intensify, and the work will get even more challenging. But ask an NFL coach about the spring camps, and he'll probably tell you he loves stepping on the practice field this time of year.
This isn't just going through the motions and sweating. We're trying to build a team, trying to build techniques and a strong foundation, you know. That's what this is all about.
Hopefully after 13 practices, you're more prepared to go to training camp, and these guys have been really adamant about working hard, staying after, doing the extra work that we need to try to get better.
Well, we touched on many other topics with the Pats coaches and coordinators on Tuesday. We'll bring you much more, including on some specific players, throughout this week here on Patriots.com. Written articles, audio, and of course, video. That'll wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.